Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us this morning is private investigator Mike Bolhos. We wanted to chat to him about Tembisa. An SIU probe has said that at least three major syndicates, with help from officials, looted over 2 billion rand from Tembisa Hospital using a rigged procurement, ghost deliveries and front companies. The money allegedly bought Lamborghinis, a Bentley, luxury homes and even a boat. This follows years of warnings and the murder of whistleblower Babita Deokaran, who flagged the payments. So we wanted to understand how this happens. Mike, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. From your investigator lens, how do three syndicates loot 2 billion rand in a single hospital?
Yeah, it's shocking. We have these exposures presently in the last couple of months about generals and the government and organized crime and racketeering. However, I say it's shocking with the hope that others would see it really in the light of being shocking, not that we've become used to it, because it's the narrative.
Shocking, not surprising.
It's been going on for years. We've been exposing corruption in this country for many, many years. And it starts as a baby, from Celebi's time. And you warn and you send out projects and, there's identifications and exposures and commissions, but not real differences step in because, crime begets crime. Crime escalates. And it grows into a monster, which it's now, which is enormous. There's extreme organized crime syndicates working together, hijacking this country, and they're all involved in racketeering. And this would include hospitals, other state organizations, municipalities. There is just no unit in South Africa that is dealing with infrastructure that is not targeted. This is not the only one. When Babita was murdered, when she came forward as a whistleblower, this is what these syndicates would do, and which I've explained all along, that once you have information that is harmful for syndicates and organized crime gangs, they will try and buy you off. And if you don't take the money, they will definitely intimidate or kill you. And if you look at the old Babita situation, she came forward with all of it and she was murdered. And this is in many, many of the infrastructure situations in South Africa. They, in that, have sent a message during the years, and it's always done. We always see how people are being extremely intimidated or murdered or bought off or in any way influenced in such a way that in the authorities themselves, because remember, they would also try and the very following police units that come also try and get them involved. And eventually, this is why you get these huge amounts of people, 200, 300 people getting involved, the suppliers, those working at the hospitals, the administrators, the heads, all of them get involved, like as if they just decide, I'd rather take this because otherwise I might be killed. And that is the situation, and that's why some of these, or most of them, get involved. They don't want to lose their jobs. They've got families, and they sear their conscience by doing this. And once they take the first amount or get involved in this whole chain of crimes, they're in. And then they have that on them. And if you've once taken an envelope or once been part of organized crime, you can't get out.
It's actually unbelievable. This obviously is happening, as you've said, there's hundreds of people involved in it. But the money flows from somewhere. How far up does this possibly go? 2 billion rand is not petty cash.
Eventually, it comes from the state and from us. So the South African public pays our government. That is the shocking thing. me and you and everybody else.
Yeah, sure.
And this causes people when they see this and when they hear all our talks and all the radio talks and media exposures. Yeah, they don't want to pay their taxes.
Yeah, it's got an impact on tax compliance.
It has a serious impact, let me tell you. People will go out of their way not to get involved with SARS at all. Mm. And that's why there also in itself is huge corruption and losses, etc., etc. But the bottom line is the public pays the government, and the government then sources money out to all the infrastructure for South Africa for the public. And if that money is sourced out to municipalities and other necessary, like hospitals, units in our country, if that's not used responsibly, as misappropriation of funds, it's misrepresentation, theft, fraud, and it becomes organized, it becomes syndicates, and then it becomes part of organized crime and racketeering. Mm. And there, as you've mentioned, the money is not used for, let's just assist a bit here and there and make a difference here and there in our communities or more people. It's for itself. It's the Lamborghini. It's the house. It is absolutely theft. Nothing blatant other than a theft. They only enrich themselves, these criminals. And you will have leaders in a big group like this where there's more than 200 people involved and groups and all facets of the hospital staff involved. You will get those that get maybe 5,000 a month or 10,000, but you'll get those that gets 100, 200, and you'll get those that gets into the million, depending the position that you are in organized crime. It's like a business, and it must be seen as a business because it says itself, it is organized crime. So the top honcho will get the most, which has the most say and the most influence, and he will then cipher down, and he will only give, because there's no honor amongst criminals as well. He'll only give those what they say, for instance, in inverted commas, would deserve. So if you just do a little thing by just stealing some medicine or not do a proper count on deliveries or this, that, or the other, you'll just get your little envelope, and that's that.
It's just absolutely devastating, because we were just talking about it in studio. We're saying if this is one hospital, Tembisa, like, can you imagine what is going on across the country? We're probably talking about trillions of rands.
And then what about the deaths? You know how many complaints we get about people that's been neglected?
Well, so because with $2 billion, you could build hospitals, you could train people, you could have nursing colleges. It's so infuriating.
Yeah, it has a ripple effect. And let me tell you, if you take that money over a period of time out of a hospital, you get complaints. We get complaints. I mean, it's not always mentioned, but if you do a thorough investigation about what the money should have been used for and how it was abused and stolen over a period of time, you will find that there was extreme neglect where the money was supposed to be used, and you will find deaths and extreme medical situations and neglect of people that have suffered. And we get those complaints. Difficult to investigate those because they're in control. They run the hospital. They know they make information disappear, like digital and electronic communications, footage, administrative information, witnesses, etc., etc. And you'll get that situation where they, as a group, would just shut down and not say and give anything. And as I've said, and many times that police from another unit gets involved, they even get them in.
Absolutely remarkable. We do need to leave it there, Mark Bolhos. Not an easy conversation to hear, but an important one nevertheless, because we need to understand what is going on in this country. 6:59.